Dan and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Wow, the wind was pretty wild yesterday. It's even wild this morning as wind gusts of up to 40, 45 miles an hour ripped through the area. Yeah, we're going to see some of the same here today. Maybe even see some snow in the forecast. So, yeah, you know.
That's crazy.
And then this is... We're a week away from having single-digit temperatures, which is wild to me. Like,
I'm not ready.
I know. It's just foreign to me. Yesterday, I guess, one of the big things that the gossip wheel was talking about was supposedly confirmed when Selena and Taylor were at the Golden Globes and they were seen talking amongst each other and Taylor was like gasping and then the people next to them were kind of leaning in and gasping and everybody's like, does anyone know how to read lips?
Yes.
Who knows how to read lips? We need to know.
What's the tea that's being spilled?
Yeah. So, you know, people were thinking that maybe Selena had asked to take a photo with Timothée Chalamet, who was with Kylie Jenner. And then, you know, you saw the memes of all the pictures of them just hugged up, like right up on each other,
yeah.
Talking amongst each other. But yeah, maybe that she was denied a photo or something like that. So anyways, E! News ran an Instagram and was kind of talking about it. And Selena actually commented on it.
She did?
Yeah.
Did she tell us what they said?
Yeah, she said, no, I told Taylor about two of my friends who hooked up. Not that that's anyone's business.
O-M-G. Well, now, at least we know now.
But now I'm like.
So who hooked up?
Is it someone we know?
Who are all your friends, Selena?
I mean, is it someone we know? I mean, you have very famous friends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it someone we know? I mean, like hooked up how? Like, did they just get together and go out and have a nice dinner? Or did they make out? Or did they do more? Right, exactly. Exactly. So, anyways, I was... We have the posts and all of that up at WDJX.com if you want to take a look at that. But yeah, immediately when I saw it happen at the Golden Globes, I'm like, oh man, people are going to be wondering. And then
what are they saying?
And
then it looked like an animated conversation.
And then, speaking of reading lips, there is a theory that John Krasinski and his wife, Emily Blunt. I was going to say Emma Blunt, and I knew that wasn't right. Emily Blunt are this close to separating.
Did you see him on the red carpet?
Yes, but
they look very chummy.
But that's exactly what they're pointing to.
They look too lovey, so they're gonna break up.
No,
that is dumb.
They separated apparently some audio, or they were able to read lips and get audio.
Oh, we're
from
reading lips
what,
now, and we're
yes,
making judgments.
Yes,
is that
yes.
What's happening?
Listen, I am just delivering what I was seeing on like TikTok yesterday.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
These aren't my theories. This is just what I saw, and so they're saying that he was saying to her, whispering to her, "I can't wait until we're separated."
Oh, come
and then
on.
She goes, "Really?" And he says, I'm serious. And so I, you know, and so I'm looking at this. My wife and I are both looking at this.
I'm not believing that at all.
And I am of the same as you.
Yes.
I'm like, there's no way that they're saying that, one, on a red carpet.
Exactly.
They're not going to say that on a red carpet.
For fear that somebody nearby would hear it.
I was going to say, there are microphones, there are cameras all over the place.
So dumb.
There's no way that he's going to say something like that.
I need people to relax.
On the red carpet.
I need people to calm down and relax and stop breaking up a favorite couples. Stop it. Stop.
But like I said, there is some stuff that were happening apparently behind the scenes on at the Globe.
And we're making all these judgments based on lip reading.
Yeah.
Let's remember that.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's what we're running with.
Based on lip reading.
Listen, professional lip readers are telling us this is what they were saying.
All right. So apparently Selena Gomez got denied a photo with Timothy Chalamet, and Emily Blunt and John Krasinski are going to be breaking up.
So John Krasinski can't wait.
That's this just in, news at 11.
Like, who says that? Who would ever say, I can't wait until we're separated? Like, I don't even think, like, the most contentious of couples would say that to each other's faces on a red carpet.
I know. See, like, behind closed doors, sure, anything's possible. But
let's use our heads,
on the
people.
Red carpet.
Come on now.
No one, no celebrity who's been in the limelight, yes, as long as those two have,
yes,
would say something, no, like that on the red carpet.
You have to understand. They know they're being watched. There are many microphones, yep, and cameras on them at all times.
Yep, 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 yep. So anyways.
We need to relax.
Just wanted to address a couple of the big buzzworthy.
Let's relax.
Topics from the Golden Globes. One being the Selena Taylor whispers and the other being the John Krasinski, Emily Blunt.
Well, I'm
rumors.
Glad Selena rolled in,
yeah,
to tell,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I still now need to know who was making out.
Right, right, exactly.
That's the next thing I needed to know.
All right, we got a lot to get to here on the show. This hour specifically, we'll dive into whether or not the freak flag that you fly is a normal thing or not. Setting the bar stories and a feel-good story coming up next.
Yeah.
Kelly K.
This is so good. It's a video you need to see on our website at WDJX.com. It's going to be tough for this grandson to beat this gift that he gave his grandma for Christmas this year.
Oh.
Barbara from Maryland got the shock of her life opening a Christmas gift from her grandson, Chad. It was a children's book written by her 50 years ago.
Oh.
So Chad used his skills as a multimedia producer to create the book, and then he made it available for sale on Amazon. Inside Edition had their story.
It's a children's book called More, More, More. It's about two little girls, one rich, one poor, who become friends.
After you open it up and you realize what it is, you're speechless for a long time.
You better believe it. I did not know how to reply.
This has been going on since I was maybe, you know, 8 years old. So it's always been in the back of my mind that, you know, she had a book that she wanted to publish.
This is probably the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me in my entire life.
Come here. Finally, I love you. Thank you for everything.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
For years, she tried to get the book published herself, but got rejection letter after, and she kept them all.
Mm.
And Chad thought maybe they'd sell 10 copies, but to everybody's surprise, it became the number one book in children's multicultural literature.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how Dang. Great is that?
Yeah.
So again.
What a gift.
Next year, how are you going to follow that?
Hey,
Grandma, write another one.
Right, exactly.
Write another book.
That I can publish.
Exactly. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
I love Louisville because Louisville is kind of like a big, small town. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So when a grocery store opens and everybody's like, yay.
This is very big news.
Like small town stuff, but it's like big town.
But no, this is puts us on the map.
Right, right. Well, Publix is opening today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Publix is opening today.
And it's so, out near me, which is giving us a much closer,
mm-hmm,
you know, option.
Yeah, well, you know, my mom lives in Florida and she shops at Publix all the time.
Yeah.
They're mostly, I think, a southern chain of grocery stores. Kind of like, yeah, how Kroger is mostly, you know, like Midwest sort of, right, area. That's what it's like for Publix. But yeah, it's opening today. And
People are excited. I've downloaded my app. We're ready.
Oh, you've already downloaded the app.
Yes, I'm getting rewards. First time I set foot in there. People are like, well, I'm going to get a pub sub today. They're excited.
I looked up and, you know, our partner, our Wave 3, our news partner, they've got someone, they got a reporter live, yes, out there at the opening. It's starting at 7 o'clock.
It's going to be pandemonium in about 30 minutes. Pandemonium. There's moms probably again, everywhere going, hey, somebody take my kid to school because I got Publix.
Again, you know, I love Louisville for this reason, that it's such a small town wrapped in a big city.
That, and coupled with the weather. Oh, it's going to get cold. Let's get our bread. Let's get our milk. Let's get all the supplies. Let's get toilet paper.
So do you know... I guess you know, I've seen and heard and understood some of the the public's way, but it's basically just like a grocery store, right? But it's their service that is very, very,
and it's got amazing service apparently. Okay. So I'm all about it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Anyways. It's opening in a half an hour.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes.
So
and then somebody, listen, if you're going to be there at 7 o'clock, you got to tell us what it's like. You got to call us. You got to give us your full report.
Call us and tell us your report.
You tell us your report.
Okay. I'm walking in the melon aisle. And it's just so great. Like. The cereal aisle looks just like a cereal aisle.
Just tell us what it's like.
Yeah.
Just get the video. Yeah, all the things. I need to see it.
Well, you know,
it's going to be later before we can go.
It's a little further out for me, but I will make a point
to
make it out there. I do remember when like Trader Joe's opened, and that was kind of a big
deal
because, you know, they're again, like another grocery store company that they wait and
there's only one of them,
and they select a city, and then it was like when you're selected, it's like, oh my gosh, we've been selected. Yes, exactly.
We've made it.
And all right.
Listen, they're doing another one too. We're getting another Publix.
Well, like, welcome to Louisville there, Publix.
Yeah.
Kicking off here in about a half
somebody
an hour.
Somebody call us. Seriously, somebody call us.
All right. Coming up next, it's when you let your freak flag be known and we say if that's normal or not.
Totally judging you.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, we'll get to that next after Jack Harlow.
And Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
From time to time, listeners DM us, at Ben and Kelly Show, or send us text messages, 502-795-1997, with their more random questions. And then we will determine whether or not, you know what, that sounds normal, a lot of us do it, or nah, you're kind of on an island there. You know?
So we're going to create some new insecurities for some people.
yes, Kelly.
A little bit, maybe.
All right, from Becca. Is this normal? Peeking out of the window to see if your neighbors are outside before walking out the front door.
Yeah, no, I do that.
I tend to
wait
even if I'm in a hurry. The time spent waiting for them to go back inside is nothing on the time I'll be held up talking if I risk it.
Oh, see, that's not why, though. I'm always looking to see if we're taking the dogs out. Are there going to be any walkers? Because our dogs are going to immediately run up and say hello.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to avoid conversation.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm thinking about leaving my house. And yeah, I mean, there was a time when we had neighbors who would walk particular dogs by our house. And then if we were like leaving to take our dog on a walk, we would wait, and not necessarily for the dogs, but then we would get into a kind of a conversation with the neighbors also, and then it would just kind of, everything would just kind of get bogged down. So, yeah, we kind of did that too. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of normal, right?
All right, Tim says no. He says not normal.
No.
You're
okay.
Free. Nobody does that but you.
Okay. All right. John says, hey, is this normal having code names with coworkers for when you have to take a dump, but you can't say it in an open office?
OMG. I don't know if anyone's got workplace bathroom code.
You don't want to say, quote, toilet to let others know what you're doing. So we say, got vibes, be back soon.
Got vibes?
Catching vibes. Hey, I'm feeling some vibes coming on, so... I'll see you in a little bit.
Oh, that's great, man. Now, listen, if you tell the wrong person that, though, they could have some fun with that. You got to be careful who you trust with your vibe talk, right? Don't you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've gotten into a public bathroom conversation here on the show before, and I don't want to necessarily belabor the topic now, but the whole... you know, the bathroom situation here at our work, there are two stalls in the men's room and two urinals. So if I go in and one of the urinals is being used, yeah, sure, I'll use the other urinal. If I go in and one of the stalls is being used and I got to use a stall, a lot of times
I'm coming back later.
I will just turn face and I'll hit another floor. I'll go
really,
to another floor.
It's a public service, though, right? I'm just trying to protect them from what might be happening.
I'll go to another floor. Like, we're on the sixth floor, so yeah. I'll pop down to the fifth floor and see what's happening there.
Everybody needs privacy.
And there has been times when I have gone to three different floors, and they have been used in every single one. And I'm like...
And you know your body knows when it's go time.
Yeah, hey.
Like, when your body knows you're on your way in that direction, it's like, all right.
Yep.
And then it gets dire real quick.
I know. It's like, knock, knock. Let's go, buddy. Figure it out.
Oh, boy. See, listen, the one good thing about our bathroom, and I'm sure yours probably has the same thing as the automatic light. So,
it's, oh, yeah, you can kind of see. Right.
So
right.
If it's dark in there, you know you're the only
you
one
know, yeah,
that's
yeah.
in there, and yep. you're good to go.
Yep. This is another one, a message from a listener. I have a favorite spoon. For those with mismatched spoons. So,
a favorite spoon?
So, yeah. So, if you don't have necessarily a complete collection, or you have several different collections of silverware kind of married together in one drawer, you have a favorite spoon. I'm going to say no.
I don't care. We have a whole bunch of mismatched utensils, like, over the years. Don't care. Like, that. We're not super sticklers on making sure our utensils match.
Okay. All right.
They're all like silver. So that's good.
I want to get to, wow. Didn't know we were rich, Kelly.
Oh, not like real silver, silver in color.
Yes,
got them at Bed Bath & Beyond,
I
think.
All of mine are silver. And when I have them, and when I have them come and polish,
no,
some of them won't be as polished as other ones.
Any of my, no, it's not real silver.
We'll get to a couple more, but here, this one from Leslie, who says, if I drop an animal-shaped snack like a goldfish, I throw away another one so it's not lonely.
Come on now. So like that is not normal.
If you drop
You're
a little...
sacrificing a perfectly good goldfish to get rid of the one you dropped on the floor?
Yeah, so if you drop a little goldfish on the floor, you're like, oh, sorry, buddy, you got to go away. And then you're like, you know what? Here's a friend for you.
Are we also flushing it down the toilet? What is happening?
Here's a friend for you. I'm going to say that's not something that I typically would gravitate towards because...
Nobody does that.
I'm not necessarily throwing away the goldfish cracker that falls
on
the floor.
No, you're eating it off the floor.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
I'm
1,000%.
I'm eating it off the floor.
I mean, you eat pizza from the trash. So, yeah, you're absolutely eating the goldfish off
shoot.
The floor.
Oh, and this one. All right, and this is the final one. And this one, in light of what happened over the weekend, I have always packed random things I might use to survive if my plane crashes on an island, like tweezers, a lighter.
Tweezers and a lighter we're going to need on an island?
I don't know.
Well, the lighter might come in handy if you need to
make
a fire.
I honestly, I don't think about any of that stuff.
No.
Well, when I pack for a trip. I don't.
Smart, though. I'm not hating on you.
No,
but
no.
I don't think
not
a lot of people do that.
Not at all. All right. So if you've got any you want to add and let us peel back the layer of your life and your... freak flag, you can always
let us judge it. That's really what we're doing. Yeah, we're judging.
Yeah, for sure. At Ben and Kelly Show on social media here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's the time of the show when we do a setting the bar story, which if you were to describe to someone who's never heard it before, what would you say?
That's an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever accidentally ordered something off a menu without maybe knowing what it costs. Like there are sometimes those fancy menus that don't have the cost or the price on them.
Which normally isn't good news.
Right. I was going to say, if they're not putting the price, then you know it's going to be expensive.
That's going to be real bad.
Right. But if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally ordering a $2,400 cocktail... when you just thought it was $20, you're doing okay.
Are you drinking diamonds? What is happening?
So this TikToker named Lindsay went viral for when this happened.
So when I discovered the cocktail I had ordered was 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, 2,000 pounds. They were visiting Ireland and they were from London. So it's about $2,400. I guess she misread the menu. She thought the drink would cost about $20 because of how it was.
But why does a drink cost that much money? What is in it?
Apparently it contained Cristal, a 30-year-old cognac, and a gold leaf.
A gold leaf. Okay.
Yeah. So this is her kind of describing.
So when I discovered the cocktail I had ordered was £2,000, I showed my husband the receipt and he was furious at me. So he left the bar, left me there on my own to deal with it.
And wait, hang on a second.
He walked out.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to have to deal with that.
What?
But wait, okay. Give me the wallet?
Yeah, I know. Wait, hang on a second. If we're married, I'm dealing with this too, because
I'm get a job at this place. Right, and right. Have to work it off.
Right, exactly. Am I going to have to put an apron on and go in the kitchen?
But again, why is a place creating a drink that's that expensive? That is dumb.
I said to the young guy behind the bar, "Look, I'm so sorry. I had no idea this was £1,890."
Yeah, because the way it was written, it was 18. And then there was a space and 90. There was a little space, she said. And she thought it was like...
Your menu's tricky.
And she said she thought it was like 1890, like the year or something like that. She thought she was reading a year, not the price.
Gotcha.
It was set out on the menu where it said 18 gap 90. So I presumed it was £18.90. Looking back at the menu, the rest of the drinks were like 19.50.
Yeah, so she's like, looking back the menu, most of the other drinks were about $20, so I should have.
So then it's on the bartender for not saying, okay, you do know that
you,
this is. That,
I know.
Are you
that's,
sure?
That's part of what I'm thinking. I'm like,
you do, because they do that at the guy, pharmacy. Like, if your prescription is going to be really, really, really like outlandishly pricey, they say, "Are you sure?" Because you know insurance isn't covering whatever. Like, they give you a little heads up.
Yeah, like the bartender should have gone, "Hey, are you sure? We have cheaper options."
Exactly.
With cheaper liquors, if you would like.
Oh, that is.
But anyways, so
what did the bar do?
So she said she couldn't afford to pay for it. And so the manager didn't make her settle the tab.
Did she drink all of it? Did she take a sip? When did she find? Did she drink the whole thing before she realized it?
I guess it sounded like she actually drank the cocktail. And so she paid more than just $20, that what she thought it was.
So they gave her like a discount?
Yeah, they gave her a discount. And, you know, and this was the first day of a 5-day trip that they were staying at that place. So they had to go through the bar area every time.
No.
And she said, finally, like on the second or third day, I went up and I saw the manager again. And I just apologized. And he was like, "Oh, you're the lady who, you know," and she was like, "What happened?" You know, and everything to the bartender, "I feel so bad." And she was like, and the manager was like, "I fired him." And then he was like, "No, just kidding. I had to, you know, send him for retraining."
Right.
Because apparently this is not the first time this has happened.
Well, I could imagine. If she was confused, she's probably not the first one, especially if they have travelers who are not from the area.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So $2,400 on a drink.
This is what I've
when
learned.
When you thought it was $20.
That there are such things as $2,400 drinks at some places.
I know.
And to be aware of that.
Well, heck, I mean, we're in bourbon country. We know that there, you know, we go into some of these bourbon bars and there's like top shelf bourbons. Like, yeah, that's $300 a shot.
It's a good thing that I'm going to stick with my
Arbor Mist.
$8 bottle of Harbor Mist. I don't have to worry about it.
Here,
I don't have to worry about it.
Can you unscrew the top for me? Thank you. Thank you.
See?
Thank you.
See?
Do it close to me because I like to hear the little psst.
These are among the things that I don't have to worry about.
Yeah. So what was the most expensive thing you accidentally bought?
Oh, boy.
Like, think about that. I've got a story from one of my best friends.
It's legendary.
Yeah, I've told it on the show before, but we'd love to hear your story about what you accidentally bought and the most expensive thing you accidentally bought. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories coming up next. So we were just talking about this lady who ordered a cocktail at a restaurant bar and didn't realize that it was about $2,400.
Why?
Instead of the $20 that she was thinking it was going to be.
Why have they created a drink that expensive? That is dumb.
So wanted to know what your most expensive thing you accidentally bought. Got a message from a listener who said, accidentally bought a live lobster instead of a frozen one online. I had to let it go in the wild after calling animal services. Hashtag true story.
Oh, gosh.
Cost me about several hundred dollars.
Oh, wow. And then they had to let it go. Didn't even get dinner out of it.
Didn't even name it like...
Dang it.
You know, Pinchy the Lobster and...
You didn't get a pet or dinner.
Right, exactly.
That is not good.
One of my best friends, long time ago... He's a doctor. He's doing all right. He went to a conference for doctors in Vegas.
Oh.
Got a little drunk.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, well, not apparently, he did order the chandelier at the hotel.
Said, I want to buy that.
And it...
And they slapped a price tag on it and sold it to him?
They slapped it on his hotel bill.
No way.
It was like $20,000. Yeah. And they were like confirming shipment and all this stuff. And if I remember correctly, like...
Was he married at the time?
Yeah. He was either dating his wife or he was married.
Hey.
It was just, yeah, right. Exactly right.
I got a souvenir from Vegas.
The details are a little bit fuzzy on my end, but I want to say that he was able to cancel the shipment before it arrived to his house.
Okay.
So
just kidding.
It didn't mean
to buy your chandelier. Thanks, though.
But it was a valuable lesson.
Yes.
That anything at a hotel is
for sale.
For sale. You can buy anything at a hotel, apparently.
Like, especially, hey, keep your chandelier. I'll take some shampoo, though.
Yeah, especially in Vegas.
Okay.
That they'll sell you whatever.
Wow.
But a $20,000.
Wow.
Accidentally bought a $20,000 chandelier. Hey, honey, got something. It's not going to fit in our house.
Did he take a picture of it?
Oh, I think this would... He's not big on social media, and this might have been in the like BlackBerry days,
before
like smartphones were so like super huge.
Yeah.
So,
got it.
And that's the biggest story I got.
I mean, that's hard to top.
It is.
I want to buy how much for that?
And what's funny is, you know, I've seen him, you know, hundreds of times since then, and we never talk about it.
You should.
I brought it up on the show several times.
You should tell him what a fixture he has become.
We've never talked about it.
Story has become on the show. He should know.
Yeah, I should. You're right. Let's get to that feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Brought to you by our friends at Hemptopia. Waitress Claire Howell works at a Times Square restaurant right there in the Theater District, New York City. Got a huge surprise from a table she waited on. She got a note on the receipt with specific instructions.
I had a table sit down, I went and talked to them, and I always ask, like, are you guys seeing a show? What are you seeing? Because I'm an actor and I know everything on Broadway, so I'm like, I love talking to people about it. And they said they were seeing Merrily We Roll Along, and my reaction to that is always like, oh my gosh, I wanna see it so bad. They leave, I pick up their checkbook, and I see a $500 tip on a $200 bill. They just left the tip and left a note and it said, go see Merrily, sit in the orchestra. Like, it was such a crazy gift.
How much was the ticket?
About $400. Second row on a Friday night.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
So, like, you know what? Go see that play that you wanted to see. And that's the one starring Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, okay.
So, looks pretty cool. What an amazing, amazing gift. Like, here's $500. Go live your best life and see that play. And she did. It was awesome.
I mean, that's pretty cool that the restaurant, because I know a lot of restaurants, they pool their tips. So, you know, if he was going to give $500, then it would go into the pot for everybody to split.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool that she was able to use that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And had an amazing experience come out of it. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
With the weather being what it is, probably a good opportunity and a good... suggestion to take a look at what you have in your glove box of your car. Do you know what a glove box is? Don't think I'm asking that facetiously, because I said the same thing to my daughters who are of driving age, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, that's that compartment that's there
the
in front
thing with
of the
button.
Bat.
You push it, it opens, and then you can put stuff in it.
Right there on the passenger seat. I'm like, yeah. Because I went to, we changed car insurance recently, and I was like, hey, do you have your new insurance card? I want you to take this and put this in your glove box. Then it was, where's that? Okay. Put it in the envelope, you know, with your registration. And you just got, and then I went over with them, and it's like, you know, some of these things you just assume.
Yeah.
People know.
It's the place where all of the napkins live.
Right.
That you get from fast food, and you just keep the extras because just in case.
But then I went over, okay, hey, what do you have in your glove box? Do you have your tire lock, that tire key?
Yes.
Which I gave back to you when we changed your tire when it blew on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a flashlight? Do you have
registration?
The registration. Yes. Do you have the manual? Do you have a tire pressure gauge? What's that? Do you have a mini first aid kit? And like all this stuff I was kind of going through, and I was like, man, did I just miss
that part of that the dad part of experience of
explaining? Because I feel like I showed them how to change a tire,
sure,
how to check
but
their oil.
But they're going to call AAA anyway.
And, well, yeah. I mean, we have AAA, so why
yes,
not?
Exactly.
So it's like, you know.
1,000%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you have a multi-tool? I'm like, here, take this flashlight, put it in your thing. He's like, uh-huh. Okay, all right, all right.
You probably have a blanket when it gets cold out there,
yes,
just in case you
exactly.
get stranded on the road.
Yeah. Look at us, hot tips.
Look at that. We're parenting everybody right
I know,
now.
No, right.
This is parent
Listen,
corner.
Take a look in your glove box. That's the little compartment that's right there in front of the passenger
have
seat.
Have you winterized your car?
Yeah.
Do you have the supplies just in case?
Anyways. So, yeah. As it's getting to be in the negatives here in the next 10 days, you'll want to make sure that you've got all that stuff.
Well, and if you're my dad, he has a heart attack. If the gas gauge gets below half tank.
Oh, yeah. Gas lines could freeze.
Exactly.
Gas lines could freeze.
He is stressing out
right.
about, like, he would not. We get down to, like, we got home the other night. My husband's like, oh, we got 9 miles left. And he's like, oh, I think I can get to school. It's 7.1 miles to
I'm
school.
Telling you.
I got it.
Kelly.
I got it. It's
the,
fine.
Ever since cars came with the range.
Yes.
And how many
That's
miles
magical.
You have left on your tank.
I use it.
I
use every last drop.
That's not a suggestion for me. That is Bible.
It's a challenge.
I am like, oh, yep. I've got 11
got
miles
it.
Left.
And then I'm looking up Google Maps. How many miles is it to where I got to go? I got it. Nope. I'm
I know.
Good. And I have like a mile to spare.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at the gas gauge going, all right, I got 11 miles. I can make it to work. I can still go to the grocery. And then on the way, I can then maybe stop and
Ooh,
get some gas.
You're putting multiple stops in there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's,
yeah. I'm kind
bold,
of like prioritizing
sir.
Some stuff. And
that's bold.
And it's like, I never really know how many gallons my tank holds. I assume it's like, because, you know, when I fill it up on E and it stops on a certain gallon, I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably what it is. Or it's round up to the next one. I'm like, ah, it's probably that many gallons.
Probably.
And so when I go over that amount, I'm like, oh. Well,
we did that one time.
We were
kind of sweating.
Well,
like, are we get there?
What happened?
We're probably like 2 miles over when it was like, you're done. You're out. Like, we're still going.
Yeah. Haley texted in and said, 30 miles to empty is my max. Haley, you know what you ought to do?
Oh.
I'm telling you, that may be your little shot of adrenaline.
Could be. That excitement you're lacking.
Let it dip. I would never suggest getting it below 10. But
no.
But if you got in the 20-mile range, man, you're living life.
Oh, boy.
You're living life right there.
Oh, boy. Michael's like, shouldn't let your gas get so low all the time. The fuel is what cools the pump. Running it low increases the chance of fuel bump issues. Oh, Michael, really?
Michael, what are you, a mechanic?
Are we ruining our car by trying to use every last drop of gas that we pay for?
Well, listen, I'm also ruining my car because I top it off too. Because I can't, my neurosis can't have it stop on like a weird odd number.
Oh, really? I don't care about that.
Like
wherever the pump tells me it needs to stop, it stops, and whatever it is, it is.
If it stops at 42.37, I'm like, nope, it's got to be 42.50. And I'm.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
That is so
it has
neurotic.
To be, it has to be a multiple of five.
A multiple of five?
It has to be.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you
so,
care.
So I'll be like, well, you know what? 42.75. Here we go. And then I go real slow so I can get it.
Michael, what are your thoughts on that? Is that bad too? He seems to be the resident mechanic. I trust him. Missy says, I'm 56 years old. My mother called me last night and asked if I had a full tank of gas. And I said,
I'm telling you.
Mom, I have a half tank of gas. Honey, go fill it up so it doesn't freeze.
Oh, listen to this. Yes. Susie just texted and said, I pulled up at the gas station and it said 0 miles Ooh. Until empty. Listen, are living dangerously.
Oh.
Have you ever run out of gas? I remember my mom running.
Yes,
I remember my mom running out of gas.
Yeah.
And
my gas gauge was faulty. It wasn't working right. So I didn't know.
And you ran out.
Yeah, it looked like I had like a quarter tank and I ran out on the side of like I-64.
Yeah.
Right before Hurstbar, and I called my husband. I'm like, it was really late too because I was coming back from a long trip and he had to come get me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Running out of gas.
Oh, that's the worst.
The only time I want to say it was a very pretty convenient. It was like in town, so it was quote convenient,
right?
But I remember my mom running out of gas when we were kids, and we were on like a country road, and there like she ran out of gas right in front of a farmhouse, and the farmer comes out with a gas can. He was like, "Yep, people run out of gas around here
all
the time." Yeah, and he put a I don't know, a couple shots of gas in just enough to get us to a gas station, right?
Wow.
Exactly. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Anyways. There's so many people that have stories of running their gas tank down. John's like, I ran my gas tank down yesterday till the light came on. I was living in the edge.
Till the light came on?
Yeah,
come on. You better come harder than that.
Yeah, you got to push
if you're gonna tell us
to impress us, John.
Yeah, if you're going to tell us a story, it better be something.
Oh, your fuel light's on. Oh, you got 20 more miles, 30 more miles, maybe.
All right. Anyways, hey, our point is, make sure your gas lines don't freeze up. Get the gas filled up. Make sure you've got enough stuff in your glove compartment or in your car.
Keep a little blanket
in your trunk or in the back seat to make sure if your car does break down or you get into a little fender bender when it's icy that you're able to keep yourself warm.
Christina sounds like a mechanic too. She says, check your battery. Check your battery. The cold can kill it.
All right. There you go. Look at that. Hot tips from Ben and Kelly.
Parenting and car corner.
Your old pals, Ben and Kelly.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Missy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
I have to say,
you're part of my morning ritual. I need my Ben and Kelly, LOL.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I have a love question for you two. Recently connected with someone that I met online, and I thought we vibed and hoped to start a relationship with him. We have tons in common. We're spending a lot of time with each other, but then he told me he wasn't ready for a relationship and only wanted to be friends.
Ew.
So I don't know what to do. I really like him. Do I hang out with him and get over my feelings, or do I give him and our friendship time to see if something develops out of that?
Mm.
Basically, I'm asking, do you spend time with someone you have feelings for and they don't have feelings for you? Or do you think you can make someone like you more than just friends if you spend more time together? Does that make sense? Thank you all so much. I'd love to hear what you think.
Ah, that's always tough.
I know.
Especially when the line has been drawn in the sand.
Yes.
You know,
it's friend-zoned you.
It's one thing to just kind of be friends and not let intentions.
Develops.
Yeah, I was going to say, and not let intentions be known, and then just it develops or it doesn't.
Right.
And you just kind of do that. But if he's already going, yeah, you know what, I'm just,
he's not feeling,
just kind of looking to be a friend. But as a guy, I can probably with 100% accuracy say I've never told a woman that I just want to be friends.
Because you're just waiting for that opportunity. Like, just, you were the one kind of like, well, maybe she'll start to like me.
Yeah. I was the guy who'd kind of like just hang around and you know what, I can be cool with with being friends. I'll win you over eventually.
Yeah.
I know I will.
Uh-huh. This is really going to come down to, can she keep her feelings in check when she's spending time with him? Because I don't know if I would continue hanging out with him with the intention and hope that it develops into something, because I feel like she might be setting herself up for, you know, continued hurt.
Right.
So if she can kind of compartmentalize her feelings and be okay with it just being a friendship and probably not going to be evolving into more, then I would say
in that time,
do that. But that's really...
It's just like you're wasting your time, though.
Yes. Well, I would say if you really value the friendship and you don't want to, like,
right.
not, you know, lose him in that capacity, sure. keep doing it. But, you know, keep yourself open to finding others to date.
And who knows? Maybe if he sees you starting to date other people, yeah, then maybe it'll be like, oh, well, maybe I do actually like her more than I thought or whatever. I don't know. Have you ever been that person and did it work out for you? 502-795-1997. Let's give Missy a little bit of hope. Group therapy, Missy. Met a guy online, been hanging out with him a lot. She just found out that they're not wanting the same thing, and he just wants to be friends, and she wants it to be more like dating. But now she wants to know, should she wait or what?
He has said he's not ready for a relationship and just wants to be friends.
Yeah, Kelly on Facebook commented and said, he told you nicely that he wants to be friends. Please don't waste your time, and more importantly, your heart on someone who doesn't want it. Take it from someone who knows. Go find that with someone who wants all of you.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, if he doesn't get it right off the bat, you know, I think you move on to someone that is going to recognize your value and pursue you from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Dave, you have some experience with this.
Okay, this is something that I have actually had happen to me on both sides of it. The context of why he says, just be friends is really, really important.
Oh.
Is he just not ready for a relationship? But, like, if they met on a dating site and he's like, I'm not into a relationship, that means I'm not attracted to you in that way, so it's never going to be anything but a friendship.
Which I think that may be the case because she said, I met him, we met online. I don't know. She didn't say dating site, though.
Yeah, she didn't necessarily... Yeah. Declare that, but you know, it could have been on Facebook, whatever, Instagram.
Regardless, the context of why he says he's not ready for a relationship is important, because I've been that person that hangs around, and then when they do get ready for a relationship, suddenly it's not with you.
Yeah.
And you know, there's all that hurt that you deal with, and I've had somebody stick around hoping that, you know, something more develops out of it. It never ends well if you're just hanging around hoping for something to change.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Dave.
Lisa says online dating equals hookup culture. He likely got what he came for and is trying to gently move on to the next. He has to keep her on the hook just in case he needs to come back to her.
Uh-oh.
So don't let that be the case either.
You
don't want to get yourself into like a yo-yo situation where lines kind of get crossed sometimes, yeah, and then he keeps putting you in the friend zone. Like, you deserve, yeah, better than that. If you're looking for a relationship and you're ready for one, go find a guy that's in the same spot.
You know, I initially was trying to hold out some sort of, like, justification in my head and think, you know,
maybe something can develop down the road.
Maybe these kids have got something in front for them, but I'm thinking everybody is saying, yes, writing's on the wall with this one. You got to just...
And he's told you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to hear what he's saying and just, you know, yeah, and just decide, okay, can you then put your feelings aside and just be his friend while you try to keep your eyes open for something else romantic with all someone, right, else? You have to decide that.
Missy, good luck to you. Thank you for reaching out to us. That is group therapy. You know, sometimes that search for love takes you in all sorts of different places. Sometimes it just runs right into you, but you don't get a name or number. Sometimes, well, it disappears in front of you. And
yeah, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, you do a little typey-typey. Mom's basement, you send it out to the internet, and we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. Ladies first.
Sure.
You ran into me naked.
Oh.
Woman for man.
Okay.
You were streaking Friday night around 2:15 a.m., I watched as you zigzagged like some naked track star. You were a fast naked blur.
You were a fast naked blur.
You must not have seen me because you bumped into me. We both fell to the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, you got a little upset with me at first because you said you scratched your right butt cheek pretty badly. I told you, nice New Balances.
Oh.
And all you said was, thanks. In less awkward circumstances, I would have liked to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
I've never had a man run into me that fast or that naked before. I didn't know what to say, but you helped me up and you got back to running. I have so many questions. Like, were you being chased?
Okay.
Did someone steal your clothes? Uh-huh. Was it a bet?
Right.
It was pretty cold outside.
Uh-huh.
I hope you were able to find some clothes.
Sure.
Anyways, you look pretty fit. Maybe you'd like to go for a run sometime. Let me know.
Oh. What a moment.
What a moment,
what
indeed.
What a moment.
I mean, we kind of skipped some bases there, right?
Yeah.
Got a little look-see.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections. All right, this one's titled, You Wrote Your Number in Frost from Your Gum. Man for Woman.
Okay, so we're kind of starting ahead of the game than where we normally are, right? We got a number.
Yeah, typically. Hey there, lady. You might remember me. I bumped into you on the sidewalk and I felt a connection. A spark. A jolt as we passed.
Wow.
I said, whoa there, Nelly. Whoa there, Nelly.
Who says that?
Who says that? Continues. You then turned to me and winked. Oh boy. I told you that my arm may be broken.
Oh.
And we should exchange numbers in case I have to get a hold of you.
For insurance reasons?
You know, for insurance purposes.
Yeah.
You looked confused.
Mm.
And then smiled and wrote your phone number on the window in frost from your breath after you had that crazy gum.
Oh, wow.
So she was like,
yeah.
Got it. Success!
Oh.
Then you smiled, turned around, and walked out of my life.
Oh, no.
I was still basking in the fact that my line worked.
Yeah?
You see, the last three women I tried it on didn't give me the time of day.
Okay.
Their loss.
That's is standard. All right.
The last three women.
Yeah.
All right. Ha! When the glow of my victory wore off, I realized I didn't have a pencil. And none of the other people walking by would give me theirs.
Oh, no. You got a time limit with that.
Right.
With numbers written in breath.
Right. And just like that, your number disappeared.
Oh, no.
No. I don't have a great memory.
Yeah.
But I know your number starts with 555.
Wait a second. Isn't the standard fake number... like
555?
Yes, they use that in TV shows and movies all the time. I don't think she was given the number.
I don't even think, was giving them a real number.
I don't think she was given a real number.
Oh.
Ah.
Poor guy. He continues, please reply. I'd love to meet you again and talk about how the injury I sustained bumping into you prevented me from beating the volcano boss in Zelda.
Wow.
There's a lot there.
That was a lot.
There's a lot there.
But I think the biggest key... maybe he needs to understand is I don't think that was her number.
He wasn't getting her number anyways. So whether a naked man who is streaking runs into you accidentally and bruises his right butt cheek.
We scratched it. We all need we need answers on that one, right? We need to know why he was naked and running.
Or,
don't we? We do.
Or whether the fake number that she wrote in her hot breath wore off before you could get it. Give me one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh, here's hoping.
Here's hoping, that is for sure. On 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. What's up with you, Alicia?
Oh, nothing much. Just Maureen cooked me some breakfast.
Oh, that's
cool.
What's for breakfast?
Bacon, eggs, and biscuits.
Mm.
Now, do you... scratch make your biscuits, or do you use them
Pillsbury out of a can?
Yeah.
Out of a can in the refrigerator. Yes. Pillsbury.
100%.
I will say, you know what? Pillsbury knows what they're doing.
They do. The flaky layers. Oh, so good.
They are bad.
Thank you, Alicia, for the phone call.
She's off to a great start.
I will say, we discovered something in that phone call.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
We discovered what it sounded like the first time Kelly saw a man naked.
Stop! Dang it! Why do I keep giving you new
first time was a magical time.
Mm. Love it.
Oh, God.
Love it.
I hate your buttons.
Mm. Must have been a special time.
Yeah.
Must have been a special occasion.
It was great. Mm. That's great. That's so great. Thanks so much.
I'll tell you, if I hear that, I'm like, all right, what's going on? What's happening
next? Oh, like it.
What's going to happen next?
Okay.
He's getting revved up. Okay. All right. We digress.
Just when I thought I didn't have any dignity left to lose. There's a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can find a new low, Kelly.
Great. That's great.
We can find a new low.
That's great.
All right, it's time for text confessions, where sometimes we get fun wrong number texts. We get confessions. Our text line is kind of a wild place, 502-795-1997. So what we did...
figured you wanted to share.
Yeah, we saved a bunch, and we have for you these confessions. Now, if you... have one, we'll keep you anonymous, and you can text in the secret you're holding on to.
My grandma is a devout Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and has kept this framed photo of Jesus on her nightstand for about 10 years now.
Okay.
I don't have the heart to tell her that's actually Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh my gosh. I guess if she doesn't look at it all that often, she just knows it's there.
I mean, their outfits are kind of like that. They look biblical, for sure.
All right, another. I work as a receptionist in a vet's office. When somebody's pet is being put to sleep, we light a candle to let everyone know to be quiet and respectful. There was no dying pet today. I just had a hangover.
Oh, I need you to be quiet.
I'm just
going to
need everybody to be quiet.
I drank a little too much last night.
You know what? My head's pounding. I'm going to need to just light this candle and let everybody just... This is text confessions.
My wife's ex-husband is a really cool guy. He's dedicated to his kids, works hard, never breaks a promise.
Mm-hmm.
She still hates his guts, despite her being the reason their marriage failed.
No.
I can never admit it, but I would really like to be his friend, and I hope he has a good life. Wow.
That's one of those that you got to choose your side.
That's a loaded, like, he obviously married her, but he's aware of her flaws, it sounds like.
Another from a listener. Again, if you want to confess, you can, 502-795-1997. This one's a little lighter from a listener. I feel like your listener, Andrew the Love Doctor, missed a perfect opportunity to use the name Andrew the Love Guru.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
okay.
Did we name him Andrew the Love Doctor, or did he name himself?
I think he named himself.
Did he name himself? We went with it. He's been our resident expert.
For 10 years,
for
maybe.
A long time.
Yeah, long time.
Still haven't added him to the payroll. We probably should.
Is it coming out of your check?
No, sir. I don't even get paid for all the jobs I do around here. Nope.
All right. Another text confession. I work for a major broadcaster developing their strategy to combat illegal streaming. Sunday. I watch football on an illegal stream as my salary hasn't kept pace with the rising cost of living, leaving me struggling financially.
Oh, gosh.
That's awful.
Oh, no.
But I would imagine if you're in that job, you know how to access that sort of information. If you're in a position to combat it. Interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We'll do a couple more here. And then if you've got any more, let us know.
502-795-1997. Okay. I went to a hotel with my son and 75-year-old mom. There was loud music by the pool, so I gave her my noise-canceling Bluetooth headphones while she read.
Uh-huh.
I then went to the room to watch some adult movies.
Oh, no.
Took me about 5 minutes to figure out why no audio was coming out of my phone.
Oh, no!
Nothing said for 2 days now.
Oh, no!
All right, we're gonna stop it there, okay? We're gonna go ahead and pause it right there.
All right, shut it down.
That is
shut it down.
Text confessions. Wow.
No, Grandma.
By the way, we might be able to do a round two coming up. So our text line is 502-795-1997. We thought it might be fun to take some of the random texts and confessions that we get and bring you text confessions.
Like, I got invited to lunch with the big boss last year.
All right.
Told him how 80% of the work was done by 20% of the people, and we'd be better off without most of the team. He agreed, and 6 months later, I was one of the many, many layoffs as part of an efficiency drive. Fair play.
Oh, no. Well. Hey, I've got great ideas. I'll tell you what we can do.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Noted. Noted. All right, text confessions. I, quote, helped my girlfriend quit smoking a few years ago by training her parrot to say, "Brat, smells like cancer."
Oh, my gosh.
Followed by a fake cough every time she lit up a cigarette. Thank you, Jelly Bean the parrot.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that will do it.
That, oh.
Like, when you're getting shamed by your animals.
Yes.
I mean, every now and
it's
then.
It's time to reflect.
Yeah, you get the look from your animal, and you're like, oh, don't even.
Okay.
Don't even give me that look.
I feel you judging me.
Right, exactly.
I hear you judging me.
Uh-huh.
My husband cheated. Wait, this is a text.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not,
that, I don't want someone to just tune in and hear
right.
that.
No, what?
You know, what? What did Kelly's husband do? No,
this
not
is
my husband.
Text confessions.
This one says, my husband cheated and left me for another woman. The dummy didn't realize his email still popped up on my laptop. Yesterday, an itinerary for their trip popped up in an email. I followed the link, deleted the whole trip,
and then
deleted the email.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wish I could have seen his face when he found out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's evil.
Got another text from a listener. We're keeping all these anonymous. She says, I am a grandma. I once texted my family group chat, "Are you coming by tonight, boo?"
Oh, God.
Mortified.
Oh, God.
Look, grandmas need love too, right?
Absolutely. Never too late. Hashtag never too late.
Right.
This one, this is kind of funny. I'm so old. I now have a favorite spoon. Give it time. You will too. Is that what we have to look forward to?
Having
At
favorite
what age
spoons.
Do you have a favorite spoon?
It's text confessions. Got another one from an anonymous listener. Hi, guys. Love your show. My confession is I was a student in France this past semester. Met a lovely guy. Took a week trip to Paris. When I got back, I heard no word from him. Didn't hear from him for weeks. Was wondering what was wrong. Come to find out, I got an STD from him. Must be why he was silent.
Oh, gosh.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh.
Yeesh.
Oh, so sorry to hear that one.
Yeah. All right. One last one with text confession.
Says my car's automatic transmission failed while I was running errands. Mm-hmm. The mechanic had told me it would be about $7,500 to replace. I don't have that money, so I kept driving it. I still could barely drive the car. Tried to make my way home. That's when a guy runs a red light and plows the front of my car.
Oh.
I was immediately so happy knowing I could now write it off. I couldn't stop smiling at the scene of the accident. The other driver thought I was a psychopath.
When you're like, yes.
Yeah, bro, I was no idea what a big favor you just did
yep,
for me.
You gave no me a gift.
You gave me a gift. Solid. Isn't great?
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. Well, hey, thank you for all the submissions. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. This being Text Confession. All right, ready for some stupid learning?
Okay.
And stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things on the internet, running through a verification process as we do because we're responsible, respectable journalists.
Do we need to put any sort of warning on this?
I mean, it's animals and it's nature.
Okay.
You think there needs to be more?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe a good gross factor?
I mean, it's what animals do.
Okay. All right. Just put it out there. Just say it.
Stupid fact of the day. Lobsters communicate with themselves by peeing on each other.
Why?
Wouldn't that be interesting if that's how we did things here?
It's at this point where we would like to have an appreciation post for how we
the way
were
our bodies
not
are
designed
constructed.
That way. And that is not something that is natural for us to do. Thank the good Lord.
Yeah, stupid fact of the day. Lobsters communicate by peeing at each other. They have two bladders located on either side of their head.
What? They pee out of their head? Also thanking the good Lord,
just
we
under,
were not designed like that.
Just under their eyes, in fact.
What?
They use...
They basically cry pee, is what you're saying?
Right.
A little bit?
Right. But, you know, they send messages by...
By spraying pee
in their
lobsters?
Directions.
Yeah. This is so bizarre.
Now, listen, it can squirt up to 7 lobsters away.
Wow. Like, hey, the rest of you, like, move. This one's not for you.
Now, listen, it's not
just for Larry in the back.
Yeah, I mean, the communication isn't to say,
Larry the lobster.
Hey, did you catch the latest weather report? It's mostly for, like, mating purposes.
Okay.
It's like, hey, I like you, squirt, squirt.
That's their game. That's their flirting game.
That's a weird sentence to say,
that
too.
That is so unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now, females, they do it too, right?
Yeah. But they will do it to soothe a mate.
Oh, honey, you had a bad day at work?
Yeah. Squirt, squirt.
Oh,
squirt, squirt.
Why? Did you verify this?
Snopes.
Are you making it up?
Snopes said yes.
Snopes says it's true.
Yep.
Oh,
so two males fighting over another female. Squirt, 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 squirt. And then the female consoles the losing male. Aw, so sorry, squirt, squirt.
Oh, this is so bizarre.
Stupid fact of the day. Yes, lobsters communicate by peeing at each other. There you go.
Oh, does this change the way that you feel about a good
eating
lobster meal?
Like, what were their last words as they were... danger, danger, squirt, squirt. Watch out for the net, squirt, squirt.
No, I want to go back in time to when I just thought that maybe they just had little hand signals, little claw signals to each other. Or
little claw signals.
Antenna rubbing or something. I don't know what I thought, how they communicated. Maybe I just didn't even think about it, but I want to go back in time to where I didn't know about this.
Oh, come on now.
That they pee out of their eyes each other.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I feel like you are a more well-rounded individual because you now have this knowledge.
No, I don't. I don't want that knowledge.
There you go.
I have this vision in my head of this. It's weird.
Of squirt, squirt?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX. Second, everybody has been buzzing over what she was whispering to Taylor during the Golden Globes on Sunday.
It looked like tea was being spilled.
Yes, exactly. Now, she did get on social media, on Instagram, and replied to an E! News post that said, no, I told Taylor about my two friends who hooked up. Not that it's anyone's business.
Okay, so now there's more tea. We need to know who that was.
But I will say that what I enjoy more is the people who are tweeting just the screenshot of Taylor and Selena, or of Selena whispering to Taylor and Taylor, like, you know, doing that. And then what the proposed conversation would be.
What everybody thought it was. Yeah.
So, like, Zach tweeted, so when they get to the property, it turns out that the realtor didn't tell them that the house was attached to a zoo. And buying the property also means having to run the zoo. But Matt Damon, yeah, he buys the zoo.
I think I like all the fake answers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Than what was really happening.
Exactly. Even Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, chimes in and was like, helicopter doesn't come from heli and copter, but from helico, from Greek helix, meaning spiral, plus per, the Greek petron, meaning wing, like pterodactyl. Exactly, girl. Another one from the J.R.R. Tolkien. Where was Gondor when Westfall fell? Well, Rowan never called for aid to defend the Westfall. And even if they did call for aid, Gondor was fighting in their already thinly spread forces with the distance between Rowan and Minas.
OMG.
This is maybe my favorite, though. This is a nod to the Netflix series that Selena Gomez is in.
Yeah.
Whispers, I actually murdered all those people in the building.
And Taylor's like, oh,
really? Anyways, that's pretty funny. You can see WDJX.com. We got them all there for you. If you saw one that you think was hysterical, message it to us because we love seeing the quote wrong guesses.
Those are way better.
That people are tossing out. Yes. Pretty cool when we get an opportunity to meet, introduce, and chat with some Louisville talent here, some up-and-coming talent. I want to welcome Natalie Graham to the show. Hey,
hello,
there.
Hello.
So, Natalie, you have a new album that's coming out today. It's your first album. You have some singles, and we'll get to stay with me here in just a second. But talk about this moment.
This is crazy. This is like the first time I've done any of this. It's the first time I've believed in myself to put my music out like this.
Yeah.
So today's a big day, and I'm just hoping some people will listen to it and love it the way we love it. And I'm really excited to be here.
And you've been working on this for a long time, right? You've been in the songwriting game for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been writing songs since like seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
So what? 14 years later.
Okay. And did make the album?
2018 songs.
Really?
There's a couple of those on there, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow. So you had won an award at the Kentucky State Fair, like a songwriting competition, which I didn't even know, honestly, like the fair had these sort of competitions.
I don't know if they still do, but they did. And I submitted two and I got first and third place.
Look at that.
And so was that like validation for you?
I was 15. So probably if I heard those songs now, I'd be like, oh, gosh. Probably. But back then I was like, wow, I'm really good.
Yes, yes, yes.
This stuff is fire. Yes.
Absolutely. So talk about your process. Do songs just sort of start like flowing through your mind, or do you start with the chorus, or like how does that process work for you?
It usually starts with the music. So like I said, songwriting was my bread and butter. I never really expected to perform these myself.
Yeah.
But I want to now.
Yeah.
But it starts with the music, and then I start hearing melodies, and I'll lay down some mumbles, and then the words just flow in.
Okay, so it's music first, then the lyrics. I always wonder that. Sometimes people do lyrics first, and then they figure out a beat to set it to, but music first and lyrics, okay.
Yeah, I gotta like the music that I'm singing to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Natalie Graham in studio, and that's kind of how we like figure out bits. Like, we'll come up with the title of a bit first. We're like, all right, naked for Nathan. And then we're like, all right. So now how do we make that work?
Why is naked the first thing
that comes? I don't know. It's like,
for the example.
You know, when we think about bits, a lot of times, my process is I think of the title of the bit first. Like,
you know what we need more on the show? Nakedness.
Nakedness. All right. So how do we make this work?
She's so, Nelly hot in here.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, then it's kind of filling in everything underneath the whole title. So I like that. So Natalie Graham, a new album called Life's Been Weird. Out today. And we're going to play Stay With Me. Now, kind of describe this song. Tell us about it. What are we about to hear?
It's like a pop radio, kind of punkish a little vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on like boy band. So.
Yes. All right. Wait. We have to settle this. What was your favorite boy band?
Probably NSYNC.
Yes! I was going to say there was the right answer.
Maybe my brother.
That is it.
Yeah. 35.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, that's great. Girl. That's great. All right. All right. So, Natalie Graham, Stay With Me. Let me allow you to do the honors of introducing your song for the very first time on 99.7 DJX.
All right. This is my first time being on the radio and my first time playing Stay With Me on 99.7 DJX.
There it is. Yeah. Natalie Graham. Hang out real quick. We want to chat with you just a quick sec after Stay With Me. Right here. What it's like calling, I've been patient with. Look at that. Natalie Graham, stay with me. 99.7 DJX. First time hearing it on 99.7 DJX. Now, I got to ask you, all right, Natalie Graham. Your mom's here, and now I swore that I wouldn't talk to her, and she was like, don't put me on the air, and I'm not doing that. But what was it like swearing in front of her or playing?
You should have heard me on the way over. I accidentally dropped the F-bomb, and I was like,
I was going to say, because the song Stay With Me has a couple swears that we edit out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like the first time she hears it, she's like,
That's nice, honey.
Natalie, you know... Natalie.
Yeah. She gives me that look, and I'm like, oh.
Is that really necessary, Natalie? Yeah.
Natalie, we could use different words.
Exactly. Here. I usually just refrain from sending her those.
So, Natalie, if you're going to play this on DJX, you're going to have to not use that language.
She gives me that big ad look. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. Oh, sorry. You know what? It's all good.
She's
all
worse
good.
Than me. Honestly.
Did I get your mother right?
Yes.
In my imitation.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's usually just brutally honest. She's like, I don't really like it.
You know what? But you honestly, like here, you know,
do
Natalie.
You feel like that's your best.
Yeah, you are. You are in a spot where, you know, you are going to be surrounded by people who are yes, 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 yes. Yeah. And like,
and you
yes,
need mom
girl.
To be telling
yes.
You no, girl.
Yeah. And you still need to hang on to those people that will tell you straight and be like, nah.
Yeah.
Mom, keep being honest.
You know, that was a swing and a miss. It was a swing and a miss. But no, that definitely wasn't a swing and a miss. Natalie Graham, Stay With Me. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
album, you. Life's Been Weird, out now. I am so excited for you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on here.
Yes.
Oh, what a launching pad, right? Woo! This is your launching pad.
Yeah. I mean, how cool is this? We just played Natalie Graham on 99.7 DJX, and we're about to play Jack Harlow. Louisville, come on. What are we doing? Here it is, 502.
Maybe a collabo is in the future. Maybe a joint show. We're just putting it out there. And I'm available to cluck in the background if you need to.
Natalie Graham. Want to get to a Setting the Bar story real quick?
Probably should.
Yeah, Setting the Bar stories. These are what?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, look. You probably aren't going to be getting away with giving a teller some Monopoly money in place of real money.
They're probably going to recognize pretty instantly.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can manage to make it through the day without using fake movie money for months, you're doing okay.
Fake movie money?
Yeah, so movie money does look a lot more like real money. It does say this is a prop, this is for movies, written on the bill.
Well, and you know, I think on Amazon you can actually buy fake money that looks pretty close to the real thing, although it says money on it. Like, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
But my daughter had some. I'm like, listen, you need to watch what you're doing with that because that looks too real and it might be confused. You might try to use that somewhere and then we could get arrested.
So this dude named James, he'd gotten his hands on some of those.
Okay.
And he was using it for months. He would wait until, like, the establishment was really busy and was trying to rush people through, right? And he would just use it like that.
Yep.
The bank... started seeing these bills come to them and they were like, okay. Yeah. They're like, you know, they knew right off the bat that this was not legit. And so after a while, he did get caught, but it was only after like a month. He was doing it for like a month or even more.
And he was sitting there thinking to himself, I have found myself a little niche.
Yeah, exactly. And so he was also
a money tree.
He was also doing kind of the quote smart thing, and he was only using like 50s and 100s rather than trying to like go higher than that and say, yeah, this is a $1,000 bill.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't try to use like 20s.
Yeah.
That's even more common.
More common, right, exactly. So anyways, those bills that he used were designed specifically for movie sets. They do look a lot like actual currency, but they say for motion picture only on them. So,
oh, wow.
Again, easy to maybe miss if you're a cashier and you're just trying to rush some people through.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been charged with theft by deception and uttering a forged document. So,
uh-oh.
These are just examples of what not to do. Listen, you think you may have the perfect crime, but all of these segments that we've done for years and years and years show you that even if you think you have the perfect crime, you're going to get caught. Yep.
Don't do that.
All right. If you missed anything else from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Learned a lot here on the show, like the sound Kelly made the first time she saw a man naked.
Oh my God. Talking about biscuits.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. Yes, you were. Missed connections, stupid facts of the day, group therapy, all that up at WDJX.com. Click listen. Anything else, Kelly?
Later on today, 12 o'clock, if you're looking for a new furry family member, we'll be checking in with our friends at the Kentucky Humane Society Wet Nose Wednesday. Adoptable animals always featured. So there you go. If you're thinking of adding to the fam, check that out on Facebook, 99.7 DJX.
All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.